What up? It's the Money Stacks Podcast. I'm your host, Money Stacks. You know what it is. It's fucking coronavirus shit, man. We'll get right into this bullshit, B. First, I gotta roll something up. You know what I'm saying? What's up, though, people? What's good out there, man? Hope everybody's staying safe, staying clean. You know, shit is crazy. The epidemic out here, man. This shit is ugly. Like, what the fuck, B? I know of one family member already lost from this shit, so this shit is crazy. It's spooky, man. I can't understand what the fuck is going on. I'm trying to social distance my motherfucking self from everybody, like, from everybody, B. This shit crazy, man. Word, this shit crazy, B. We've been through so much, so, you know, as black people, I mean, as a race period, I guess we like, fuck it, man. It's hope, you know, keep hope alive. But goddamn, boy, this shit's spooky. Shit taking people out left and right. I don't know what the fuck is up, man. Try to get this blunt raw. Well, not a blunt, I'm rolling some papers up, some raw. You know what I mean? Shout out to my motherfucking sponsors, though. Crack on Deck Apparel. You know, go get you some motherfucking merch. Log on to www.crackondeckapparel.com. Get you some merch. Look fly. Be the first one in your neighborhood with it. You know what I mean? Get this motherfucking blunt. I mean, I keep saying blunt. I ain't gonna lie, I just really started fucking with the papers heavy, like, recently, so, you know what I mean, I keep saying blunt, but it ain't a blunt, though, it's paper, so, I guess it's a paper blunt. Bear with me, you know what I mean, I need to roll something while I smoke and talk. I mean, roll something so I can smoke and talk. Hope everybody just safe though out there. Keep your motherfucking hands clean. Don't touch nobody. Stay social distance. You know what I mean? It's time to get you some skills now, you know? I know everybody got their degrees and they whatever, whatevers. It's time to get them skills set, man. I was just talking to my lady. You just talking about, like, how, you know, people ain't really want to go to school. They ain't care about school. But some of those basic things is what we need now. You know what I mean? Planting seeds and knowing where the wind blow and shit like that. We need all that shit, man. So, kids, stay in school if you're listening, man. Well, school, fuck. Yeah, this shit is crazy. The school's closed. This shit is ugly, like. This shit is ugly, man. Like, the fuck is going on out here, B? Schools is closed. Alright, we good now. Yeah, schools is closed. Teacher called me talking about come get an iPad. My kids got iPads. What is we coming in there for if we supposed to be socially distanced? I don't need an iPad. I got one. Everybody got one in here. Like my nigga, like Rick Ross said, my nigga, we blessed. Thank goodness, we blessed. You know what I mean? But, fuck is going on, man? Oh, yeah. It's just time to, you know, have your skills in order. Have your mind in order. It's time to teach your family. Everybody be strong out there. I'm really trying to smoke for real. Or so I get this shit to hit right. You know what I'm saying? I got some new music coming out, everybody, so be on the lookout for that. You know what I'm saying? Got this project coming. Never Bite the Hand. That'd probably be out like around May, I think. Or a couple weeks. I don't know. I think in May, though. Couple freestyles, couple features I just been on. So I'm working, you know what I'm saying? Moving. How are things going on? If you haven't, go stream my music on any streaming platform right now. Go do that. Go do that. Or cut this off and, yeah, go stream the music. I'm cool with that. But other than that, man, you know, I'm just looking forward to the future right now. What the fuck? Like, people talk about Easter and all that shit. Like, I just want to be able to move around. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be able to travel and shit. Without, you know, worrying about my fucking hands and my clothes and all that shit. Even though I'm already a germaphobe anyway, so I already worried about this type of shit anyway. So I'm already, like, pre-prepared for this type of shit, you know what I'm saying? This shit ugly, though, man. When the fuck is it gonna stop, right? I try to stay busy. I done cleaned my whole motherfucking basement. Well, not all the way, but I cleaned it good enough to where, you know what I'm saying, I could move around more better. You know what I mean? It's ugly, man. I just want to take a moment to, you know, say rest in peace to my granduncle, Unc, man. Just give me about 5 seconds, y'all. For this moment of silence. Rest in peace, Unc. We're gonna miss you, man. Gonna miss you. So hit me up on Twitter, man. At Money Stacks. Let me know what y'all doing out there. Talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Talk to the kid. Hit me on the gram. At Money Stacks 149ER. You know, talk to the kid, man. DM me. Let me know what y'all got to talk about. If you got anything to say to me, any questions you want to ask, let me know. You know what I'm saying? I can roll one up and howl at you. I ain't got nothing to do. I'm bored. You know what I'm saying? I schedule you in right now. A further consultation gonna cost you, though. Just know that. $40 an hour. You know what I mean? I talked to you one time. After that, it's $40 an hour. Word. Producers keep sending me that heat. MoneyStacksCrackBeats@gmail.com. You already know I need that sizzling boom bap fire. Nothing but that. Word. Yeah, man. So, about to sign off. Well, should I? I'm going to stay on. I'm going to smoke this blunt. Then I'm going to sign off. Fuck that. Y'all got to listen to me smoke this blunt while I vibe out and just try to stay sane through this motherfucking times, man. My kids ain't getting on my nerves, though, for one thing. You know what I'm saying? They cool. They chilling. You know what I mean? Everything seems to be A-okay right now, man. You know what I mean? Other than my family member catching this shit, you know, I can't really complain. We all right. I almost didn't believe this shit was going on when it started, though. Like, when I first started hearing about this shit, I'm like, man, this shit is crazy joke shit. This shit gonna go past. Then it just daily, it just keep getting worse and worse. I'm like, yo, this shit is real. Then they shut the schools down. Then they said, oh, they not gonna come back to school to this day. I'm like, oh, these niggas ain't playing. What the fuck is going on out there? Niggas talking about they chopping up bats and moving it through the fish market. And, like, this shit is crazy. Like, you know, I try not to be in the news and the politics too much, but this shit is not adding up, man. Somebody hit me with some answers and some questions. Like, somebody talk to me. I need to vibe with y'all. Let me know what the community is thinking about this situation. Because you still got people that go to work. Then you got people that can't go to work. So it's about to get, this is like causing a hate thing. Like, you got people that got more money that's going into the supermarket, I'm seeing, and they buying more products. So less fortunate people can't get it. Like, this shit is looking like a fucking, it's about to cause a real problem. Like, civil war type shit. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, because in a minute, if you ain't got it, I need it. So, and I hate to think like that, but how else can I think? How else can I perform if I don't have a stage? I need a stage. And you got one. So I need to get that. And government talking about sending out money. Like, y'all got some money to send out? Y'all could have been sent some money out to help me 10 years ago when I needed to come up. So now all of a sudden y'all got sending niggas $1,000 and shit, like $1,500, whatever the fuck y'all sending. So it's just a whole bunch of confusion. One thing I could do is just keep trying to do some music, wash my ass, eat right, work out a little bit. I'm not too vigorous on that. I need to get really, really on top of working out again, but I had some back problems, so I'm just easing with it. Man, oh man. 2020, boy, it started out funky. It started out funky. We got to get some leverage out here now, you know? What it's going to be, I don't know. What is it going to be, I don't know. That's why I'm taking this time to stay on top of my business developments, trying to get educated, self-education, as well as reaching out to those that have more knowledge or more knowledgeable. You know, I was just recently speaking to a lawyer and he kind of put me up to date on a few things that I thought were right. So it's always good to get that expert opinion, especially when you're doing business, you know, because he showed me something that would have caused me to lose money in the long run, even though I was gaining money right now. So in the long run, I would have lost out on all of it just by one technical thing. So I advise you brothers out there and sisters, whoever you may be, if you're doing business, you know, always try to get that expert opinion, because even though I know people don't reach out and get that expert opinion because, for one thing, it just costs too much. So we try to, you know, go around and try to figure out ways that we could kind of manipulate the system. But in the end, you're only going to hurt yourself once you get to the top and you get that prize. And they say, well, you didn't fill out Form B. And that was 25 years ago. And you don't even know where Form B is at. And now they're saying, well, technically, that's ours, because, see right there, we can take that because you didn't fill out Form B. So, you don't want to be the person that didn't fill out Form B. So, if it costs you a little bit more to get Form B, then I think you need to, you know, cut your habits down or hustle more. But you need to acquire Form B so you can get XYZ, if that makes sense. You know, I'm not the smartest person in the world. I just try to be wise. That's who Money Stacks is. I'm not trying to be, quote unquote, the smartest person. But I do want to be the wisest. I want to know that if I'm going that way, it's a reason I'm going that way. And I'm firm in the way I'm going. I'm not just leading you aimlessly, or I'm not just talking aimlessly. I actually dug up under the rock and found out what was there and why we shouldn't go there and why we should go here. You understand what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody. Ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That was that motherfucking drip I wanted right there, you heard? What the fuck was I saying? Oh, shout out to everybody out there still pushing their line. Still keeping their head up. Still hitting the studio, still going to work. Still taking care of their family. Damn. Woo. I recently was just talking to one of my young homies. And he was like, yo, man, I've been busy. Running around, man. I went and dropped up on... I went and hollered at my man Moms and shit. Homie and... He behind the G-Wall. He in the Hooskow. You know what I'm saying? So... I had to go see Mom Deuce, make sure she was good. I'm like, you know, that's fucking excellent. It's commendable. You know what I'm saying? That's fucking commendable. He went and seen his man Moms in these times. You know? That's another thing, man. Like, imagine being behind that wall, going through this shit, and they talking about it's some crazy virus. You can't see your people. They can't see you. The visitors is dead. And on top of that, you may be possibly exposed to this shit and you behind the cage. That shit is insane, man. They need to test these niggas and start letting niggas get furloughs or something, B. You know what I'm saying? Like, something got to go on. Or, I don't know, maybe I'm talking too much. Maybe I'm bugging on that shit. I don't know. I ain't really no expert on social criminology, I guess. You know what I mean? But, shit must be fucking crazy right now going through that shit. And you can't go nowhere. At least we got the option to go to the store if we want. Go outside. Get some air. You know what I'm saying? Keep our sanity moving. But when you know it's a fucking epidemic, it's some shit killing people, and you still can't go nowhere, and your family members might have had that or died from it, and you can't do nothing. That shit is deep, bro. Shit is deep, sis. Shit is deep, boy. Almost make a nigga want to square up, man. Say, yo, B. That's powerful, man. Shit is crazy, man. Definitely time to send some motherfucking letters. Reach out to your peoples. You know. If you can send them a package. Uplift them, man. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely time to reach out to those that's behind that wall. Just get them some confirmation you alive. Confirmation you with them. Even if it's just a sentence like, yo, I'm alright, you alright, here go a couple bucks, write me or something, like, it's that time to connect. It's that time to connect, man. Time to connect with you.